All right, we're being recorded. So, hey, good morning, guys. I know a couple guys on the call, Janelle, Andrew, Lindsay. Those are the ones I heard say hello, maybe a couple more. But I want to talk this morning. I'm hoping you got the email. I wanted to talk this morning about how to solidify your sales. And if you've read The Sustainable Selling Career, we give an outline, a step-by-step outline on how to solidify sales over the first couple of months after you sign someone up. In the Sustainable Sales Career, it talks about how once you first sign them up, you immediately follow up with a thank you card or an email, either one, whichever you're comfortable with. And then it talks about setting that one-month follow-up appointment to show back up, to sit down with them, to go through their policy, to get more referrals. And those two things right there are so key to really solidifying your business. I've had people sell me life insurance before. I bought the policy. I never heard from them again. And then I've had people that sold me life insurance that did the same thing. They came a month later. They sat down with me. They went through the policy, made sure I didn't have any other questions. And those are the policies that I'm going to keep. Those are the type of people that I'm going to continue to do business with over time, versus those, you know, fly by the seat of their pants. You know, I'm here one day and you'll never hear from me again. It's hard to want to do business with those people. I've been resurfacing some clients, and just last week I met two people who purchased policies from us anywhere from 5 to 10 years ago, and they've never once heard from anyone from the company. They never heard from their agent. And their agent's actually still with the company. I know their agent, and they're a great friend, great person. But they've got policyholders that are very disgruntled and upset because, you know, they have no point of contact. So little bitty things like that, they might seem insignificant, but if you can maintain and develop those relationships over time, you're going to build a much better book of business that's going to last on the books much, much longer, which just pays you more renewals and leads to more referrals later. But all that is laid out step by step in the Sustainable Sales Career. So we're not going to waste your time on the call this morning with those details. But what I did want to talk about is just the verbiage. What I say to clients after they first buy a policy. I want to role play with Cynthia, and I just want you guys to hear it. And if you're taking notes, maybe you can pick up a couple things. This call is being recorded, so you can go back and listen to it again. But I want to share with you the verbiage of exactly what I say to someone after they've signed up with me for the first time. And when I first started to do this, and I followed it up with a thank you note, and I'd followed up occasionally when I first started with the one-month appointment. But when I first started doing this, my A to T ratio jumped from about 94%, and right now it's an average of about 129%. And that's a big, big difference. It's a big difference in your quarterly bonus. It's a huge difference in your quarterly bonus, and it's a big difference in your renewals over time. So if you that's a nice dog. If you're getting paid 130% of all your renewals versus 80% or 90% of all your renewals, once you've been here 5, 6, 10 years, that's a big, big, big swing. That's a big difference in cash that's being paid out to you, and that's very controllable on your part if you do the simple steps it takes to maintain your clients and develop relationships over time. So, Cynthia, you gonna role play with me?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's just say you picked up a cancer policy from me. And I've already gotten referrals from you. I've picked up all the referrals, and then I start with this. I say, all right, so Cynthia, this is your welcome packet. You're now part of the family. This is a welcome packet. This is a brochure on cancer ICU. This goes through all the benefits that I showed you. This isn't your policy, Cynthia. We're going to mail you your policy in about 2 to 3 weeks. There'll be a little white envelope in the mail. It'll say Family Heritage. Your policy will be inside there. You'll want to hang on to that, keep that in a really safe place. But this is just a brochure. Keep in mind, Cynthia, there's a 30-day waiting period on the cancer, just a one-day waiting period on the ICU. So if you had any checkups or pap smear scheduled, I'd wait for at least 45, 50 days just to be on the safe side. But these are just brochures. Kind of goes over everything with you on the back. There's the company website. Here's their customer service number. This is my card, Cynthia, with my direct cell number. You can call me at any time. I'm constantly in front of people, so you might not catch me, but leave me a message. I'm really good about returning calls. I'll call you back within the hour. But you can call me anytime you have questions, anytime you have to file a claim. I'm your go-to person. In fact, Cynthia, I'm hoping that over the next few years that we'd actually build a pretty good relationship. I'm not going to, you know, come to your house every week and say hello, but you'll get a Christmas card from me every single year. You'll get a thank you note in a couple weeks. I might actually stop by and visit at least once every 2 years. Just to see how you're doing, to catch up, to review your plan with you. Our company's always coming out with new stuff, so I'd be happy to, you know, come out and show you some of the new stuff that they're doing. But all that to say, I'm hoping to be someone that is somewhat consistent, someone that you actually hear from time to time over the years. This isn't going to be the last time you hear from me. Does that sound good?
Absolutely. That sounds great.
Awesome. Well, I want to share one more thing with you before I head out, because I've been doing this for almost 6 years, and I hear a story like this like once every month. In fact, just last week I heard of a single mom. She had a cancer policy with some company, a single mom with 3 kids. She drops the cancer policy, and 2 months later the mom and the oldest daughter both come down with cancer. And Cynthia, I can't tell you how many times I hear stories like that. It's at least an average of once a month, and those stories are horrible. So I tell families, once they get into something like this, the dumbest thing you can do is to drop this plan, because, Cynthia, with this plan, it's your money that you're putting into it. So if 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, you just dropped it, not only are you not going to have coverage, but you're going to lose the majority of the money that you put into it. It's kind of like having a savings account at your bank, you know, with $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in it, and just saying, you know what, I just want to cancel that savings account. I think I'm done with that savings account. And then the bank keeping all of your money. It's crazy. So Cynthia, I tell people, don't look at this cancer policy as another bill. Don't look at it like your car insurance. Don't look at it as another bill. Look at it as a separate savings, like another asset for you. Because, you know, $76 a month, over the course of a year, you're talking about $840 a year. Over 25 years' time, you know, we can do the math. Here's a calculator. Boom, 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 boom. That's like $24,000 that you would have built up. And, you know, Cynthia, in 25 years, I'm hoping you and the kids, you never get cancer, you never get sick. Well, if that's the case, my company is going to write you a check for $24,000, tax-free, one lump sum, and you can use that money for whatever you want. That could be college money. That could be taking money, taking the grandkids to Disney World. I mean, you can use that for whatever you want. And the cool thing is, a lot of companies, you know, if things ever get tight financially and you had to drop the plan for a season, a lot of companies, you just lose all that you put into it. Well, not with my company. We've got a 90-day grace period. So cool thing, Cynthia, if things ever did get tight financially over the next couple years, well, you'd always have like a 90-day window to get back on track, but you also have flexibility. If things got real tight, you can downgrade your plan for a season, and then once you get back on your feet, you can then re-upgrade. Your rate might go up a little bit, but you still have the coverage, and you don't lose all that you put into it. So I just can't tell you enough, Cynthia. This is a great plan. I'm so glad you got it for your family. It's a really, really, really good decision. But look at it as a savings. Look at it as a separate piggy bank that you're building up over the years, because over time it's a big chunk of cash that'll build up, and it's not like your car insurance or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, Cynthia, I really appreciate you letting me come by. I'm gonna go ahead and head out. As I leave, though, maybe you can help me one more time. I know you gave me some great referrals, but who do you know just right around here that I might be able to catch just right now? Someone that, you know, might be at work on a lunch break, or, you know, might be just at home. This might be their day off. Is there anyone else you can think of that I can go catch just real quick before I head out of town?
Yeah, we have some new neighbors just 2 houses down. I don't really know them, but, you know,
okay.
I can talk to them.
Great. And do you know their names? Do you know who I should ask for by any chance?
Yeah, it's Donna and Ben.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Well, Cynthia, you have a great day. That policy's coming to the mail in like 2 to 3 weeks. If you have any questions, you give me a call, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
So that might sound a little drawn out, but I can't tell you, once I started doing that, And I'm real direct. I'm real, you know, kind of intense and real focused when I'm going through that because I am convicted. I am sold out on the fact that, hey, if someone ever gets sick, we're going to pay them a lot of cash. If they don't, it's a big piggy bank that they're building up. But since I started doing that, I can't tell you how many times when people were thinking about canceling, they call me first. They call me because they say, well, didn't you say something about, you know, being able to, you know, lower it? Can I just downgrade it for a while? Because, you know, things are kind of tight. And even if they don't remember those details, they're still calling me because they trust me. And at that point, it's easy to remind them, oh, yeah, I can downgrade it. Oh, yeah, you know, even though I did drop it, I've got a 90-day window to get back on track and I don't lose all that I put into it. And they're thinking, I don't want to be stupid like that other person. And, you know, I don't want. So it's been really helpful for me. It might take, you know, an extra, you know, 4 or 5 minutes at the very end of your presentation. But I found that it's saved a lot of sales over the years that were going to drop. And my A to T ratio has jumped, you know, 35%. So I'm going to continue to do that stuff. And so far, it's working for me. So, Cynthia, that's pretty much all I have for you. Hello?
That's great. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was muted. That's great stuff, Jack. I think that if everybody just goes and uses a little bit of that, they'll be surprised at how many more sales they'll even make this week.
Well, that sounds good. Well, any questions for me, Cynthia? Because that's pretty much all I wanted to share. You told me to keep it short and simple.
I don't have any. We can open it up. And we also, and next week we don't have a conference call, but the week after, Brady Rose will be hosting it. So I'll open it up if anybody has any questions for Jack. Caller.
Hey, Jack, this is Nick Henderson, and you may have already covered this, but, you know, when I'm seeing oftentimes your stats, you know, you'll have 5 or 6 demos in a day, and you'll have 7 or 8 apps. So, probably a two-part question: how do you demonstrate, or how do you bring up multiple apps? And then, yeah, obviously, you know, when you do that, if someone's going to cancel, they're going to cancel all of it. So you're not experiencing that either. You know, so as far as you know, someone, can you talk to me about how your closing percentage is about 130%?
I can, and truthfully, I don't sell multiple apps very often, and I do if I'm revisiting my own clients. They may have already had a plan for, you know, 2-3 years, and then I come back and they love our company and they love me and they love what we do so much that they just want everything else. But as far as new business goes, rarely do I show multiple policies, just because I like the option of coming back in, you know, a year and a half or 2 years or 3 years and sitting back down and, you know, pulling other stuff out of my bag. And statistically,
absolutely,
you know, everyone will tell you if you sell multiple apps from the get-go, you know, it's more likely to cancel. That's just, you know, actuarial numbers. But if you know that they have a ton of money and up front that they're telling you, yeah, we have cancers on his side like crazy and heart stuff is on her side like crazy, then I'll tell them, hey, I've got, you know, both of these plans. You know, some families go in and, you know, pick up both of them. You know, other families just start out with one. You know, it's really not a big deal. I'll just show you how they work, and you guys let me know. So.
Okay. So what percentage of your new business are new clients a week, would you say? Would you say it's 50-50 at this point, or are you revisiting
nope.
a lot of old clients?
Lately, I've been resurfacing my own clients. So lately, it's probably been 90% my own clients and 10% new. And the 10% new are really just the referrals that these people are giving me. Hey, my sister, you know, will you go catch her? My friend just bought the daycare. Will you go catch them? And so forth.
I love that, man. It gives myself and I'm sure a lot of new agents a lot of hope as far as, you know, how where we are right now isn't where we're going to be the rest of our career. So that's awesome to hear.
Right. And it is hopeful because, you know, I put in a solid, you know, year and a half, 2 years worth of work on the front end to really build a good book of business. And I'm talking all new clients, you know, 100% new clients. And when you're working referrals and you start setting appointments, you know, you're not pounding the pavement. It's actually a lot of fun, and, you know, you, if you're doing it right, it's a whole lot of fun. And but, you know, 2 years of building, you know, 400, 500, 600 clients, it really gives you options of reservicing and referrals, and it's just this business changes so much over time, and you don't see it until you've been here, and I believe that you know that, but a lot of new people on the call that might not know that. I mean, this business just transforms over time. You don't see it until you've been here.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool. Well, I hope you guys have a great day. And I think a lot of you guys know my email, cell phone. If you ever need to call me, give me a call. But I love you guys. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.